I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, by far the best moments on CNN is when Santorum is in the ring. By the way, it was nicely put the other day when he was on the Tapper show, and he said, well, you have everybody here. I'm the only one on the panel on the other side, even though there was an alleged Republican right next to him. I say alleged. Senator Rick Santorum joins us again on the Dom Giordano program. Happy New Year, Senator. And that was nicely played the other day.
Thank you very much, Dom. It's great to be back with you and talking to the folks in the Delaware Valley.
Well, you were making the point that you didn't like the way the president allegedly said this, but how in the world does this immediately rise to racism?
Well, the idea that we have a president who is obviously doesn't speak the way most presidents speaks, and that just lights every liberal's hair on fire. And look, if we had a liberal president who spoke in those terms, I think I would be equally upset about it. But the reality is, you have to look at what Donald Trump is doing from a policy perspective, not from his at times intemperate rhetoric. And that's the point. I think people need to just sort of get away from trying to inspect every utterance that comes out of his mouth, and look at what he's advocating, what he's doing. And on the issue, at the time we're talking about the issue of immigration, the four things that Donald Trump is advocating for are four things that are aside from the wall. Well, even the wall was a bipartisan thing. I mean, for years, Democrats have voted for funding mm-hmm. for border security. So the idea that he's doing some racist type of immigration policy is ridiculous. He's saying, look, let's get more border security, including a wall. Let's end this visa lottery program, which Democrats support and have been in bipartisan bills for 10 years now. Same thing with this chain migration, this family reunification being 70%, even the Republican who endorsed Hillary Clinton, who was on the panel with me, agreed that three quarters or two thirds of your immigration policy shouldn't be about family reunification and with extended family. So the three things that he's really pushing for, in addition to DACA, are reasonable things that a compromise can be made. And to say that he is somehow promoting racism by his immigration policy is ridiculous.
We know the pressure on the Democrats. They have to deliver on DACA or go to the government shutdown. What are the politics? Why would Republicans be forced to deliver on DACA if you were there, if you were in the room, other than it's a golden opportunity to force them to do these other things, which are anathema to their base? Why would Trump have to cave in on DACA?
He shouldn't, and the Republicans shouldn't, and I don't think they will. I think the House is going to be pretty firm mm-hmm. on exacting some sort of improvement in our security posture at the border, in addition to getting rid of these programs, these immigration programs, again, the visa lottery and chain migration, putting severe limits on them, or in the case of visa lottery, getting rid of it. So I hope that that's what they hold firm with. Again, these are things that Democrats have supported in the past, it's hard today, because Democrats don't want to do anything to offend their base. But from a policy perspective, this is not a hard thing for Democrats to do.
My prediction would be I don't see how they could ever go for funding truly for the wall or even these other things. I don't think their base will allow it. In your gut, do you believe that at the 11th hour? Their base is not going to allow this.
Well, it all depends on how it comes down as to whether they do actually hold up funding because of immigration. But it's going to come down to one of two things. I don't think Republicans are going to approve a bill that doesn't do something about border security. And if that means the Democrats can't sign on to a funding measure, then we may be headed down for an impasse.
What happens then? What are the politics? You've been inside this when it happens. Is it a cardinal rule of politics now? This always ends badly for Republicans, because I don't think it did with the Cruz-related shutdown, did it?
Well, I'm not sure it was a great thing for, I mean, if you look at all the polling numbers throughout that time, it certainly did hurt Republicans. They were overwhelmed. There were other things going on that over time overwhelmed that and put that in the rear window. But it was not a positive for Republicans. And I would say this time, because of the immigration issue and that being the focal point, it's probably less of a risk for Republicans. There seems to be, it's pretty clear that the Democrats are the ones who are holding this hostage, where in the past it was always the Republicans saying, if you don't do this, we won't go along. Now it's the Democrats saying it. So it is a very different, you know, you say the Cruz shut down. Well, you're saying it. You know, Cruz wanted something, and that's why it was shut down. In this case, it's the Democrats wanting something, or it'll be shut down. And that's that makes it a little bit harder for them to make their case.
We're talking with Senator Rick Santorum. Now, I don't remember explicitly over the years, but Schumer was on The Late Show last night, and he said President Trump can begin to prove he's not a racist. Did you ever face anything like that, some area where Democrats were saying, media on their side, Rick Santorum's got to do this to prove he's not that?
Well, yeah, certain things, yes. This is the kind of, whether it's racial politics or gender politics or class politics or whatever it is, this is the MO of the Democrats. This is all about the divide and conquer strategy that we saw. I have seen from the Democrats in the last 25 years. It's everyone talks about Trump dividing America. It's just it's ridiculous. I mean, these divides have been exacerbated by Democrats for a long, long time. I mean, what other political party focuses on maximizing votes from certain ethnic mm-hmm. and or racial groups more than Democrats?
Well, I would say President Obama is the most divisive figure, but he doesn't leave fingerprints as easily, somewhat because of the media and somewhat because of style.
No, I couldn't agree more. I mean, to me, Barack Obama was as divisive, if not more divisive, as Donald Trump, except that he was very smooth at doing it. And Donald Trump is blusters and says very controversial things. But again, if you look at what he's trying to accomplish, he's actually not very divisive from his, again, I focus on immigration. What the president President Trump is advocating for are not divisive things. I mean, building more border security. I mean, we have, you know, hundreds and hundreds of miles of fence already, and there are legitimate suggestions that we need to build more that Democrats have supported in the past. So the idea that's a divisive thing is ridiculous. Is his rhetoric divisive? Yes. And the opposite was Obama. His rhetoric was divisive, but very subtly so. But his policies were incredibly divisive.
Yeah, exactly. That's the trick. All things Santorum for listeners. What are you up to now? What's your focus in 2018?
Working on healthcare right now. I mean, my group Patriot Voices just sent out something this morning, and I've been working on healthcare. You recall about last summer.
Yep.
On into the fall.
Oh, Lindsey Graham getting a haircut. Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. Well, that's not. We're not done with that yet, and we're working with all the conservative thought leaders on healthcare and bringing in state policy groups and working with the White House and the Senate in particular, and trying to get a new version of Graham Cassidy up and running again. This is really a tragedy. The health insurance system in this country, the idea that we relieve the individual mandate, which is what happened in the tax bill for 2019, that's going to fix things is ridiculous. The costs are going up and up and up, making it less and less available for small businesses and individuals to buy insurance unless you get huge subsidies from the federal government. Mm-hmm. That cost is going up too. This is this is a disaster for Republicans if they don't deal with this problem, because it's going to overwhelm any benefits that people are going to see in the tax bill are going to be overwhelmed by increases in health care and a continuing deterioration of that system. They've got to deal with this. And I hate to say it, but Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, and unfortunately, even the White House now are saying, we don't want to deal with that because we don't think we can pass a bill. Well, you don't know if you can pass a bill unless you try. And right now, no one seems to be trying. Well, let me assure you, I'm trying. And we have meetings every single week, in fact, multiple meetings, and we're trying to put together a consensus bill. And I would certainly appreciate your support if you can go onto our Patriot Voices website and sign onto that letter and send that letter to your congressman and to the White House that you want repeal and replace to be still on the front burner for Republicans in this Congress.
That's patriotvoices.com.
That's it.
Very good, Senator. Thank you. Thanks for the update.
Thank you so much, Dom. Good talking to you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.